Welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Tune in as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home financing questions about getting into the home of your dreams. Get ready to call Mortgage Mom Radio with your questions. 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. And now here's your host, the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux.
All right. Good morning. I love that intro.
I know. It really gets you like jazzed and ready.
It does, right? But it's kind of like a jazz and kind of a... I mean, kind of country, kind of like it's got it all going.
I love the part where it like stops and then it like goes. I love that.
I love it. Good morning. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. Thank you so much for listening. We're on Saturday mornings from 7 to 8. If you cannot catch our show during the hour, you know that you can always go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com, and you can listen to our show there. You can subscribe to the podcast. You can listen to it on your phone from iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Google Play Store if you're an Android lover. But don't miss the show. It's Saturday, 7 to 8. And this is our first show that we're going to actually go straight through. No commercials.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun. Are you ready?
I am jazzed. I am pumped. Let's go.
I don't know if I'm that good. Like, we're going to have to see how this hour goes because I'm used to being able to get that, like, quick break and go, phew, what are we talk about next?
Yes.
That's all she has to say. Yes.
All right. Now I'm a little panicky.
It's going to be
fine. I was totally fine with it. And then you said that. I was like, oh, that's
I'm okay. Putting on our money that we'll do okay.
I've got at least $3 down on that.
All right.
We're good.
Good. All right. So I'm Debbie Marcoux. I am the Mortgage Mom. And of course, as always, I've got Marla Geezer with me, another Mortgage Mom. We have both been in the industry for a very long time. We've counted up our years and together we're well over 40 that we have been in the business. And what we do is we take your calls and we answer your questions live on air. If you are listening to this later at, you know, pre-recorded podcasting, please do not hesitate. Call us anyway. We will answer those questions for you Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday. When we do not answer, our call service does, and we will call you back. So do not hesitate. Pick up the phone. It doesn't matter what day or time it is that you're listening to the show. But if you are calling in the morning on Saturday and you're, you know, listening to Go Country, we want you to call us. We'll put you live on air and we'll answer those questions. Every question that you ask helps somebody else. It's something that they haven't thought of before. Or maybe it's something they've been thinking of and they've been too shy to call and ask that question. So you are definitely going to be helping everybody. This is a show that is all about getting everybody into home ownership. Everybody owns a home, becomes an investor, you know, it just builds their wealth and their future. So, you know, please, you know, participate in that. You can call us at 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. And that is the number 844-935-3634. Marla, how can they text us? Because that's a big deal. I know a lot of people like to text. Everything's about their phone and not having to call.
They can text the word mom, M-O-M.
Are you sure? It's M-O-M. That's how you spell
mom. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Pretty sure. I hear it a lot.
I do too. Mom, mom, mom,
mom,
mom.
Mama. Yes. So the word mom, M-O-M, to the number 31996. You can text. You're going to get our app is going to be sent right to you. You can link that up and put it on your phone. And then you can also text us a message if you have a quick question, if you want us to give you a call a later time. If texting is your thing, you can text us right there. And then either Debbie or I will text you right back.
Absolutely. And you know, that's actually the way as well that you're going to get tickets to our next homebuyer workshop. So if you text the word mom to 31996, you will also get with your first text, you're going to get the link to download our phone app, which we'll talk about here in just a little bit. You'll get the link to get your tickets to the next renovation workshop that we're doing. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but those tickets are absolutely free. It is an event that you do not want to miss. It doesn't matter who you are, a current homeowner, somebody that wants to buy, a real estate agent, an investor, anybody whatsoever that is in the real estate market will want to attend this event. So you'll get the link to that. And then you can also go back and forth with us with your questions. So we'll answer those questions for you. We'll either read them out loud live on air. We will still text you back or we will just text you back and get you those answers that you're looking for. So pretty cool.
It is really cool. I actually really like it because I'm the one that's on the texting a lot. And it is. It's so easy. You can just kind of send a quick message because somebody's sending you a quick message. So you're not having to be like a whole long thing. You can just answer their quick question and they get right back to you. You get right back to them. It's fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got a lot of good feedback. from it too.
Yeah. I mean, it's just easier. I mean, I know a lot of people like to text. I mean, I have clients right now that, you know, the old school method was make an appointment, come in, sit down and take a loan application. And over time that turned into, you know, let's talk on the phone. Let's take your application over the phone. Fax me all of your documentation. Then faxes went away and it turned into scan me all of your documentation.
Right.
Then it's gone even further that now we've got, you know, applications where you can go online and do the full entire application online. You can upload all of your documents to the website and just make your life so much easier. We have clients that want to, you know, FaceTime with us or Skype with us, and that's not a problem either. You know, some clients still want to come in and sit down with us one-on-one, face-to-face. Absolutely fine, as long as you don't care that I wear jeans and a t-shirt to work every day. Right. But love to meet with you and love to see you, and you're more than welcome to do that. So, you know, we're just trying to change with the times, and now I have clients that don't even want to talk on the phone. And email used to be a big thing. Let's start it, you know, we would do a loan start to finish through email, and now there's a lot of clients that like texting, and we found that we do a lot of work through text. So, again, we wanted to make sure that we're evolving and adapting to you as the consumer and getting you what you need. So text us, text the word mom, 31996. You can do that again, Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Does not matter when you do that. You are going to get through to us, and we will make sure that we take care of you and, you know, answer your questions. Again, you can get that, the link right to our phone app. So let's talk about the phone app.
Let's.
So the phone app is pretty cool. If you haven't downloaded it already, you should. And again, you just text the word mom to 31996. And in the phone app, we've set it up so that you have a lot of tools that you need to get started. So, you know, you can run monthly payments and see what that would look like. And you can choose conventional FHA or VA. So you are not necessarily seeing the wrong payment. If you put 3.5% down on an FHA loan, your mortgage insurance monthly will be different than if you do a conventional loan with 3% down. So it gives you that opportunity to see in advance a good rough estimate of what you should anticipate for a monthly payment, depending on the loan program that you're looking at. It gives you, you know, videos that you can go to that we've made, you know, Marla and I, about interest rates and jumbo rates and VA loans and things of that nature. So you can do that. It connects you directly to our, you know, website where you can get your tickets for any of our upcoming events. It does a lot of things for you. You can call us directly. You can email us directly from there so that you don't have to remember the numbers. You know, you can pick who you want to call, anybody on our team, Cherry Rose, Marla, Andriana, Erica. But you can literally decide who you want to contact and you can get there. If you want to check out our social media, it connects you to the social media, Facebook, YouTube, and all those good places. So, you know, get the phone app. It is very, very helpful, especially if you're a buyer and you're out and you're looking at properties and it's a weekend and you run into an open house and you absolutely fall in love with it. And it's a little bit outside of maybe what you thought you were going to buy and you want to get an idea of what that payment might look like. Text the word mom, 31996, send us a message and say, what interest rate should I throw into here when I run my own calculator, run my payment? We'll give you, you know, just a roundabout average number to put in there so that you're, you know, looking at a safe number that you could count on. But it just gives you so much right at your fingertips without having to make that call before, you know, maybe you're just not quite ready yet to call us, or maybe, you just need to experiment a little bit first. So the phone app is great for that. Again, text the word mom to 31996, and you're going to get the link to the phone app. You're also, like I mentioned, going to get the app, the link to our upcoming seminar.
Yes, our new workshop.
And I don't want to call it a seminar. I mean, it's a workshop, and I don't even know if it's a workshop.
It's more than that. It truly is an event.
It's an event. It's one of our events. And if you've been out to one of our events before, you know that they're good. They're helpful, very educational. You're going to walk away with a lot of information that you never had before. Our homebuyer workshops, I really love those because we're training people who have never bought a home before, maybe who have been out of the market for a really long time, and we're helping them to figure out the process. I mean, it is a very overwhelming process, and we take them from start to finish through the home buying experience. And where do you start, and how do you get started, and what do you need as a down payment? Those are fantastic workshops, and we did a whole bunch of those last year. So we're going to do more of those this year, but this is a new workshop for us, and it's going to be fun. You're going to sip on some wine or some beer, some water, soda, coffee, whatever it is that, you know, you like. It's going to be a Sunday afternoon, 1 to 3, 1 mm-hmm. to 4, however long that it takes. But, you know, for it to be open to anybody that is on this station listening right now. If you, again, own a home, if you're a home buyer, if you're an investor, if you're a real estate agent, this is going to be a great workshop for you to be at because it is all about renovation financing. And I don't know about you, Marla, but I spend a lot of my Sunday afternoon when I need my downtime on HGTV and DIY Network. And I'm watching these, you know, these Property Brothers and, you know, the Flipper Flops. I know, I think that one's off air now, but just to give an idea.
Now they have the Flipping Flops all over the United States. So it's Texas, New York, like it's all over now.
Right.
And they are, and it's fun. Those ones are the fun ones to watch because they're different in each state,
right,
how they do things. But
right.
The bottom line is doing renovation.
And it's all renovation. And you sit there and you think, especially as a buyer, and thank goodness, when it comes down to, you know, being thankful for what I do, I'm thankful when I watch a show like that I understand what the backstory is, what is happening. Mm-hmm. Because as a normal consumer or a normal buyer or even somebody that owns a home, like what was the one that they used to do? It was List It or Love It or List It.
Yes.
Again, that's another thing, right? No different if you own a home today, which is why this seminar is going to work for everybody. In Love It or List It, the owner of the house was getting renovations done at the same time as they were looking to buy a home. And at the end of the day, when they were done with the renovations, they had to decide, were they going to love their home and stay, or were they going to list it and go buy something new? And so that is something that can be done for anybody. But you sit there and you think, as a homeowner, I don't have an extra $50,000 to put into my house.
Right.
I don't have an extra $100,000 to put into my house. How am I going to do that? I can't rent it. I can't do a refinance and pull that money out because I don't have enough equity to do that. There's so many things that a normal consumer would sit there and say, no way.
Right.
I can't do this.
Especially watching the show and you're hearing them saying, I don't have another $8,000. I don't have another $25,000. Well, what they're not telling you is that backstory is that they're actually doing the renovation loan. They're hoping to get that higher equity so that if they don't love it and they need to turn around and list it, they can.
Right. So that's what we're going to go through is how are they doing that? And, you know, how are they getting the money to do the renovations? And the fact that we're using a higher value of what the property is worth based on the repairs and the bids from the contractors that they are going to get. The appraiser is going to use those bids and assume, okay, this is what the finished product is going to be. And based on this finished product, this house is going to be worth X.
Right.
And that is how they are getting the additional funds that they need.
Well, let's not give them too much information because you definitely want them to come on February 18th out to Sherman Oaks to come to our event and get more information.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, and that's where I'm just trying to say is that, you know, it's for people that own a home today. Maybe you need to do some repair work. Maybe you're thinking about putting your property on the market, and the amount that you're going to get for your home, if it's completely been redone, is going to be a totally different price than my house. It was built in 1983 and I need to do my renovations. So, you know, that's something to think about if you own a home today. If you're a real estate agent and you don't know a whole lot about renovation financing, and a lot of real estate agents don't, you know, this is something that you can put into your bag of tricks. This can be part of your business plan of 2018. You know, you can show people homes that would maybe say in the MLS, cash only. Or you can show, you know, properties that maybe you wouldn't think would qualify for FHA financing. Or, you know, it's just a whole nother place to go. And even for your sellers, maybe your sellers are going to do the work to get the home into a different place to turn around then and sell the property. So, you know, for real estate agents, it's a great event. And then, of course, for buyers, whether you're an investor, you're buying your second home, whether, you know, down at the beach and, you know, all you can afford is that little tiny shack, but you've got to do some work to it. You can get into a property that is way under market and be able to do the renovation. And it's not going to hurt the seller. It's not going to hurt anybody in the transaction because we are going to close the loan before the work gets started. So it really is very nice. And if you want to learn all about it, I highly suggest that you come to the event. We do have a limited number of tickets. We can only get so many people, you know, into the event center where we're doing it. So please make sure you get your tickets early. We've only mentioned it one time on air, actually twice. And, you know, we've already got, I think, more than half of our tickets sold.
I was just going to say that we're at least half of the the hull
and
is
it's all,
taken
I,
up
and
already.
I had to go back. It's been 2 weeks. We've mentioned it 2 times on air, and we've already got a minimum of 50% of those tickets sold. So if you do want to go, please make sure that you get the tickets early. Please be thoughtful, though, to others. It is a free event. And if you get your tickets and then decide that you're not going to be able to go, please cancel the ticket, because it will open up that ticket for somebody else that is sitting on a wait list right. that maybe couldn't have gotten it because they're going to listen to us talk about this for the next 6 weeks.
Right.
So it is February 18th. It's in Sherman Oaks, which is nice and central to a lot of you that listen to the show. It's, you know, right in the middle of the San Fernando Valley. Actually, I would say more southern side of the San Fernando Valley, which allows everybody from LA, if you're coming from Pasadena, Riverside, even Orange County, it's not too bad. But you know, it's going to be a great event. So text the word MOM 31996. Give us a call if you want, and we can get your name and telephone number, and we'll get you all set up with your tickets as well. You can, go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com. The events are there as well. So, you know, check it out, get your tickets. Don't wait. It's really going to be a great event. Okay, so it's that time. What do we have? Do we have some text messages coming in?
We do. I saw one come through, and I will read it for everybody. So we don't have a name because they don't put names on there, but this person is interested in a second loan. She has a lot of debts to consolidate, but has a very low interest rate on her
first mortgage.
So she says she has about 2.5%, owes about $347, but she's really worried about losing that and her closing costs.
Okay, I love this message. I love
this
question.
Is a really good one.
Because
this
we get it
all
the time.
Perfect for the beginning of the, year.
Yes.
You just came out of the holidays.
Christmas.
This is
yep.
perfect.
Yep. And this is what we were talking about in our shows last, you know, at the end of last year. We were saying, you know, you're going to end up with holiday debt. What do you do about that? So one of the things, and I love this question because it comes up all of the time. And this is what I tell people. We have to look at a blended rate. So we need to do that work with you. You cannot get stuck on what the interest rate is on your current first mortgage. If you have $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in credit card debt, and many of us do, we have to look at what is the interest rate that we are paying on those credit cards, which are probably anywhere from 17 to 24% in interest rate. So when you take that and you take the amount of money that you owe and you blend that with what you are paying on your first mortgage, you're going to come to a totally different interest rate than that 2.5% that you might have on your first mortgage today.
Correct.
And that you cannot get stuck on a number. It's not about a number. It's about affordability, and it's about the overall amount of interest that you're going to pay over time. So we would want, you know, the person that actually wrote this, and mm-hmm. I'm kind of sad we can't get names because we can't talk about them.
I know.
But we would want you
to
call
it. Just make up a name.
Yeah. So, okay, we'll call you D.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I was going to go with Mary.
Mary?
Yeah.
We'll call her Mary D.
Mary D.
I don't know.
Or D. Mary.
D. Mary. But, you know, please call us and let us talk to you. You know, it's all about, again, what are those monthly payments on those debts that you have? What are those interest rates that you're paying on those debts that you have? If we pay those debts off for you, even though interest rates are higher today than what your current rate is on your first mortgage, are you going to end up in a better position monthly for cash flow and overall interest that you're going to pay over the term of the loan? Probably. So, you know, everybody that is out there listening, please, please, please listen. It is not about your current rate.
Right.
It is about what is going to make life comfortable and what is going to cash flow every month for you. And, you know, just call us and let us help you there. Another great thing that, you know, she brought up was, I think, didn't she ask about a home equity line?
Well, it started with, does anybody do second loans?
Okay. I knew it started somewhere. So, you know, equity lines is something that we've been talking about also for the last year and a half. And we keep telling everybody out there that has an equity line of credit, if you owe money on it, consolidate it with your first or start making payments to get it paid off. The interest rates on the home equity lines are 100% directly connected to the Federal Reserve prime rate. The Federal Reserve prime rate has gone up a minimum of 1 point. And I want to say it's been like a point and a half since it had hit its bottom. I want to say at one point we were at 3.25 and we are now at 4.5 on that prime rate, right?
I believe that we went up to 4.75
okay.
in December. So
yeah, I can't even keep track anymore. And that's how often that it's changing. And it's not the prime rate is not the rate you get on that second mortgage or on that home equity line of credit. It is a prime plus there's always a margin. The bank has to make money. If the prime rate's giving the bank the money at a certain number, they've got to lend it to you at a different number. Right. So it's usually prime plus two. So, you know, you might be at, if it's at 4.75, like Marla said, and she's absolutely always right, so I'm going to go with it, you know, you're probably at 6.75 on an equity line of credit. So that's not necessarily the direction that we want to take you. A home equity line of credit is great if you just want to have it there and open at a zero balance for future emergencies.
Like a security blanket, mm-hmm. you know, something that you need to do, that put a new roof on it, on the house, or, you know, the pipes burst, something. That's what it's there for. It's a security blanket to keep you protected, because then it also is linked to your house. It's linked to your equity, and it's linked to your tax write-offs.
Right. Correct.
But don't use it for paying off debt
that you're not going to be able to pay. Right. You know, if you're going to use it for something that you're not going to be able to pay it back, don't use it. Now, we do sometimes use a home equity line of credit. They're nice when it comes to a purchase. If you don't quite have the down payment that is necessary for a jumbo loan and you need a little bit of a gap of a bridge so that you can do the lower down payment, but we can still get you into the conforming loan limit to allow the lower down payment, we might use a home equity line to bridge the gap between that jumbo. And that's a big market here in California. But again, right. that is one of the things that we tell all of our clients when we do that kind of a loan. Watch the market, know where the market is, know what your equity in your home is. And the minute that we can get you consolidated into one loan, we're going to refinance that loan and we're going to put the first and the second all into one, because those home equity lines right now are very vulnerable and they're volatile. You know, the interest rates are changing, the prime rate is changing. They came out and they said in December that they're anticipating another 3 to 4 hikes this year in that prime rate. So if let's say they do just a quarter, which sometimes it's more than a quarter. Now we're going, you know, 5%, 5.25, 5.5. So let's say we stop at 5.5 and you give it a 2% margin. Now you're at 7.5, almost 8% on the money that you're paying on a home equity line, where if you refinance today, we're going to get you into a rate that's still in the 4% mark. So, you know, don't necessarily be stuck on what that interest rate is on that first mortgage. Be stuck on what is the blended rate.
Right.
What is my overall cash flow per month and what is going to be comfortable for me? So we haven't mentioned in a while. If you want to give us a call and you have questions, please do so. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4U. That is the number 4. Again, Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday, you can get us at that number. So it doesn't matter if you're listening to the show live today or if you're listening to this as a podcast on, you know, iTunes or TuneIn or Google Play Store. Give us a call anytime. Even if we are not in the office, you catch us after hours. We do have a call service who will text us and you will get a call back from one of our team members. And that brings me to compliance.
We
space cadetted on compliance. So it is our first show. We're doing straight through 1 hour, no commercial breaks. So Susan and compliance, we're so sorry. I am licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Mortgage.
That's Marla's
piece of the whole puzzle. I'm going to let her do that one. But I am licensed by the Department of Business Oversight here in California where we sit. And my NMLS ID number is 237926.
Good job.
Thank you.
Can you do all of the states that you're licensed in?
Absolutely not.
Good, because either can I. I have not written them down.
They are all at the very end. They are all at the very end of the program, and it says every single license number that is necessary for us to be compliant. So, yes. But we'll talk about those other states here in a minute too. So you get your part done.
Sweet. My NMLS is 669357, and as Debbie kind of started to say, we are both licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
Sweet.
You did it?
I did it. Okay, so that does bring me to one point. So I want everybody out there to know that Movement Mortgage, which is who we work for, is licensed in 48 or 49 states, and I can't keep track. But we are definitely licensed in at least 48 states. Marla and I, you know, loan officers, there's different kinds of loan officers. There's the ones that work for big banks that are federally governed and they've got like this umbrella over the top of them because of the banking federal regulations. And they can pretty much do a loan in any state out there. If you call any loan officer that works for any of those big banks, they can do a loan for you in any state. They are not licensed loan officers. They have not gone through the training for each individual state and actually applied to get approved and licensed through the state. When you work for a mortgage bank like Marla and I do, we're specializing in what we do, and we have been doing it for a long time. We go through the additional training, and we have to take the tests and apply for the licenses and get those. So the states that Marla and I are currently licensed in that we could help you directly, you call us, you talk to us, and we are going to be your contact people that do the loan for you, are California, Washington, Nevada, Arizona, Illinois, Indiana, and Texas. We are working on a couple of other states. We'd really like to get Colorado completed. We've done all of the training, just haven't gotten the actual applications put in yet. And we'd really like to get Florida. But if you are looking for financing in a state in that we are not currently licensed in, Marla and I, the Mortgage Mom Radio team, we will get you to somebody inside of Movement Mortgage where we work who can help you. And we will make sure that you are absolutely taken care of and that the person that you talk to has the same knowledge and experience that we do, and that you're getting the same one-on-one attention and devotion that, you know, that we really strive to give to every single one of our clients. So please, no matter what you are thinking about doing, buying your first home, buying an investment property, buying a second home in another state, please don't hesitate. Call us. We can help you. I want to make sure everybody out there has our number so that you know that you can call us. It's 844-935-3634. I want you to text the word MOM to 31996. Whether you're ready to talk to us or not, you're going to get the link to our phone app that we talked about earlier. We'll go back to that again before we end the show. You will get the link to be able to sign up for the renovation workshop, which we'll go back to at the end, and we'll talk about that before we end the show. But since we are here in the business of helping people, let's help people. Let's read another text message that we got.
Let's do it. All righty. So somebody with a 310 area code, since I don't have a name.
Hey, when you text us, everybody out there listening, when you text us, would you give us your name and the city you're calling from? Because that's kind of the fun part about the show is, you know, we could say, you know, Donna from, you know, Altamira.
So we're just going to make it up.
Yeah.
This is Tom from Laguna.
Okay. Tom from Laguna. Let's go. All right.
So Tom is a little curious about where current interest rates are. Got a 800 plus FICO score and a loan size of about 410.
Okay.
Has an interest rate currently at 3.75 and wants to know if it's going to make sense to refinance.
Okay. Got it. So this is actually another great question.
Thank you, Tom.
Yes. Thank you, Tom. So we get that. We get this all of the time. There's reasons to refinance and there are reasons not to refinance. If you have a 3.75% interest rate right now on a 30-year fixed loan, and there is no reason that you need to refinance other than looking for a better interest rate and a lower monthly payment, stop looking, relax, enjoy your weekend, go have fun.
Yes.
3.75 on a 30-year fixed rate loan is a fantastic interest rate, and there is absolutely no reason to refinance again. Interest rates are definitely higher today than they were a year ago, the year before that, and the year before that. We are on the climb. Interest rates are definitely not getting lower. They are getting higher. Now, are they out of control right now? Absolutely not. Interest rates are still historically low when you look at, you know, a 20, 30-year average of where interest rates have been. But a 3.75% interest rate is absolutely fantastic. It's phenomenal. Now, if you have reasons to refinance, for example, you have a bunch of debt that you need to consolidate where we talked about the blended rate earlier in the show. If you are buying out another owner of the property and, you know, you need to refinance to get them the cash to buy them out, absolutely. If you want to do repairs to the property like a renovation loan, or you have enough equity to just pull the cash out to do the repairs, absolutely. So there are reasons to refinance and there are reasons to not refinance. And we are going to be the first ones to tell you no, stay where you're at, stay put, do nothing. And we will be the first ones to tell you yes, that this makes sense. The only way that we can help you though is if you call us, give us your personal scenario and let us help you through the situation and show you what those numbers would look like and determine whether or not it's something that does make sense for you.
Correct.
Did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
Is there anything that you want to add to that though?
No, I was just going to say that if there is a reason for refinancing, again, don't get stuck on that 3.75 interest rate, because if you are needing to debt consolidate, or if you do need to do the renovations, you know, if you have a need, not necessarily
This isn't
a want.
Right. This isn't a year and a half ago. It's not two right. years ago where you're just looking for the lowest rate possible and you're just going to do a rate and term refinance, take your current balance and put it onto a lower interest rate. That's not where we are today. Where we are today is that the interest rates, like you said, or the refinances today are for a need.
Right.
You have to buy somebody out. You're getting divorced and you've got to, you know, buy their your ex out of their portion of the property, or you bought something with your cousin or with your brother, or and for some reason you're going to keep the property and they're not. Someone has passed and you've been left this property and you and all of your siblings own it and you need to buy them out of the property. You need to do the renovations like Marla said, or, you know, you've got a ton of debt that you need to consolidate. Those are reasons to do a refinance today.
Right.
Not
because the thing to think about is if you are in debt, you have, you know, three different credit cards. That is the prime rates being driven on those rates right now. And that's, you're seeing those go up. Your payments are going up. And now the $5,000 that you might have owed is now turned into $5,500. It's going to turn into $6,000 just in interest
right.
over, you know, the next 12 months. So to think about that, you know, you're stuck on this 3.75 as opposed to maybe say a 4.25. Because you don't want to have a higher interest rate. You got to get out of that mindset.
You got to get it out of your head. Yeah. Yeah. The other thing to keep in mind too, this is a really huge, this could be a really big, big year for a lot of people that have home equity lines of credit. If you think about before we went into complete crash mode and the economy went, you know, lost its marbles, home equity lines of credit were huge. Equity lines of credit stay open for 10 years. After 10 years, they become a repayment. They're no longer a line of credit that you can borrow against payback. Now they are due and payable. And depending on the bank, they're either due and payable right now and you need to figure out a way to get rid of it, or they're going to turn it into some, you know, type of a 10 or a 20 year fixed rate. The note rate is typically quite a bit higher than what you'd get on a first mortgage if you did refinance. And 10 years is, you know, last year and this year of 07, 08, there were a lot of people that got extensions. So, yeah. You know, if you have that home equity line of credit, or if you've just recently taken one because you did a first and a second when you bought your house, keep on it, stay on it, make sure you are getting rid of that home equity line of credit. And we do not preach home equity line of credit as your means to pay off debt or to debt consolidate or to get the cash that you need to do renovations or repairs. Absolutely not. We're going to see that prime rate continue to drive north. It's going to keep going up and up and up, and you're going to see that payment go up. You're never going to be able to get out. You're never going to be able to get it paid off. It's going to be like a bad credit card eventually. So, you know, that's another reason to do a refinance. But I hope that made sense, right?
Well, it made sense to me.
Well, that's good. We do this every day, though. Again, if you're out there and you're listening, you want to give us a call, it's 844-935-3634. We are live on air on Go Country every Saturday morning from 7 to 8. You can call us with your questions. We are not only available on Saturday mornings from 7 to 8, but you can call us on any day of the week, Monday through Friday. You can listen to past shows through our podcast. You can download it from iTunes, Google Play Store, TuneIn Radio. I think we're on quite a few others, and I just don't know all the names. But you can also go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com. You can subscribe to the podcast there. You can listen to past episodes there as well. So if you've never heard us before, or there was one maybe that you listened to, you know, a couple weeks back or a couple months back, and we had said something that you just can't remember what it was, go find the show, go listen to it. Not a big deal.
I was just going to say, if you do go and listen to our podcast, which is always fun to kind of go back, like I actually do it myself to go back and kind of see like, what were we talking about a year ago?
Right.
You know,
right.
If you do go on there, please leave a comment.
Yeah.
You know, give us your feedback, you know, say something, you know, even if, you know, you legitimately are giving us a feedback like, hey, this was a year ago, you know, we'd love to get some more information about this. Like, you know, put a little comment and we get it and we'll reach out to you.
Yeah. When you text the word mom to 31996, you are going to get the phone app that you can put right on your phone. And it's really easy. You just literally click on a button. And, you know, if you've got an iPhone, you click on the little square with the arrow sign and you just save it to your home screen. And if it's an Android, you click on the three little buttons and save it to your home screen. It's really easy. So you get the phone app there and you can do so many things with it. You'll also get the link to our next Eventbrite RSVP system for our renovation workshop. And I don't know if we should even call it a workshop. I think it should just be an event.
It is.
It's a renovation event.
I mean, because it's not It's more than a workshop. Yes, it's educational and you're going to be learning a lot of great information, but it's more than that. It really is an event because it's an event that you're going to be able to take with you, so to speak.
Right.
Like, not physically, so don't get crazy. We're not going home with you, but you'll be able to take this information home and now be able to kind of, you know, for realtors, it could change your whole entire business. If you are a homeowner or you've been looking for homes and have not been able to find that home of your dreams because you need to have a specific kitchen or you need to have, you know, a specific layout, that's what this renovation, you know, is for. It's for finding that house and then you get to make it into your dreams.
Right, right. No, I mean, and think about it. You know, it's and we tell our real estate agents all of the time, it's the butt loan.
Yes.
And they laugh and they're like, what? And we're like, it's the butt loan. So how many times have you shown property and you, all you buyers out there, all of you that own a home today that already own your house, think about this for a second. You walk into the house, the agent is showing you properties and you see the home and you say, I like this, but.
Right.
But I wish it had, but, right? Or right now, the price that your loan officer told you that you can qualify for, you can only get a 2-bedroom, but you really need to have a 3-bedroom. I like it, but, so it's the butt loan. And we're going to talk about the butt loan and there's all kinds of different ways to do it. There's, you know, FHA financing available, conventional financing available, which means that there's all kinds of down payments available. You do not have to be that person with 20% down. You can be that person with a minimum down payment and still get the home of your dreams and be able to add a bathroom, add a bedroom, redo your kitchen, like Marla said, upgrade all of your appliances.
One of the loans even allows you to put in a pool in your backyard.
Yep, that's where I was going.
If you're out there looking and everything, just find, you know, the bones. Just find the bones of what you like. Find the neighborhood because, you know, let's be honest, neighborhood, schools, location to a freeway, those things are the important things that you should be looking at because now with the renovation loan that you're going to find out how to make it your dream home.
Absolutely. And again, like that, and that's why we were saying earlier in the show, and I know a lot of people jump in their car and then get out of their car, so they don't necessarily listen to the entire show. And
Shame on them.
Well, I mean, I only drive for as long as I have to, and the radio's on during the time I'm in my car. So,
and I drive less than that.
Unless I'm actually, you know, tuning into a podcast that I'm listening to because I want to hear it. And I'm listening through the whole thing. If I'm in the car and I turn on the radio, I just listen to what my station and whatever's on at the time. And when I'm
getting that's what my husband does. Though. Yeah. He'll continue driving until the podcast is over. I'm like, I just want to go home.
Oh,
can't you save this?
Yeah. No, I don't have that kind of energy or patience though. No, I don't. But you know, what we were talking about earlier in the show with this renovation loan is that this renovation, you know, event or workshop, whatever we want to call it, it is really for every single person out there. If you are a current homeowner today, if you are thinking about selling the property, if you're going to stay where you are, you're going to stay put. But if you're a real estate agent, this is fantastic for you to have in your arsenal of tools for your business plan of 2018. If you are a buyer that is out looking right now to buy something, whether you're a first-time home buyer, you're, you know, selling your home and moving to another, just buying another, you're going to maybe rent the home that you own today. Maybe the home you own today, you need to do some renovation to before you create it and make it a rental, turn it over. And if you're an investor, you know, a lot of people don't know that you can, you know, investors like to try to buy things cash. So you think about it, you buy it cash, you put all that money out, then you turn around and you put a whole bunch more money out to do the renovations, and then you sell the house and you get, you know, you reap the rewards, of course, but you are waiting for all that time with all that money out of your pocket to get that return on your money. When in reality, you can do a renovation loan, you can buy that house that is in the position of it could only be bought with cash, but now you can actually get a loan for it. And we're going to explain how that happens and how that works at our workshop. And our investors can do it with 15% down.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so much to it. Again, like we said, it is for everybody. And it's just like the shows that are out there, the Lovitz or Listits or, you know, you can be a seller and you can fix that property up and then turn around and sell it. And you're going to get more for the house.
Well, yeah. I mean, lots of sellers right now, you know, especially over the last 4 or 5 months, we've been hearing that, you know, it's a seller's market or whatever, but they're having a hard time selling their house because they want a certain price, but they're not having anybody come and take a look at it because they have popcorn ceilings or they have carpet that is gross, whatever the case may be. But this is going to give them the option now that, wait a minute, I can sell it for that higher price point, and I'm going to get a lot more foot traffic because I now have a different option of going out there and doing it.
It's the butt loan.
It's the butt loan.
It is the butt loan. So again, text the word mom 31996. So you're going to actually put the telephone number in your phone as 31996. And in your message, you are going to text the word mom. That is going to send you the link to get your tickets if you'd like. It's going to send you the link to download the phone app. You can go to mortgagemomradio.com. We actually have an events. You can click on events right from the website and you can get your tickets there. You can send us a message through mortgagemomradio.com. You can apply for your loan. You can apply for your loan through the phone app. We are trying to make your life easier, and you can send us messages and send us questions through the texting as well. So when you text the word mom to 31996, you will get the links to the renovation workshop. You'll get the link to download the phone app, and you can send us your question, you know, whatever it is that your question is. So please text the word mom 31996. Call us. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is the number 4, 844-WE-LEND-4-U, 935-3634. And you can get us all of the time. So again, if you are listening to this show later at a later date, it's not live, that does not mean you can't get us. We don't only take phone calls when we're at the studio. We do take calls Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Our call service will take any calls that we miss. Please leave your name and telephone number. If they ask you for your email address, please get it for us. We want to make sure that we get back to you. We do our very best to get back to you as quickly as possible. But please leave a message or we can't get back to you. So again, it's 844-935-3634. This renovation event is going to be absolutely amazing. It is going to be, you're going to get so much knowledge. It is absolutely free. There is not a single charge to come. And not only that, but it is going to be on a Sunday afternoon. So you've had your Friday, you've had your Saturday, you have your Sunday morning. It's going to be Sunday afternoon so that we are not taking away from everybody's lives and busy schedules, because we know all about it. It'll be from 1 to 3, 1 to 4, however long it takes us to get through the information. It's going to be an open forum that you can ask questions, you know, anything at all that you're thinking, you can ask the questions. We're going to answer them for you. We are going to have some wine, some beer, some coffee, some sodas. So, you know, come out and relax. We'll have some appetizers. And, you know, it's just going to be a nice afternoon. And it is for everybody. Again, it is for everybody. If you are a realtor, if you are a current homeowner and you need to do repairs, if you're a current homeowner and you want to do the repairs before you sell, if you are a buyer, you know, maybe we can get you into something. If you're having a difficult time finding what you need at the price that your loan officer told you that you can afford, this is really going to be one of those events that that is just going to be so beneficial. You know, invest in yourself, give yourself 2 or 3 hours. It is free. You don't even have to pay for anything. The investment is your time, and what you're going to get out of it is going to be, you know, truly take you to that next level. If you've never bought a house before and you haven't gone through the pre-approval process and you need to do that, come to the event, because even though we're talking about renovation, we will have our team there. Marla and I will have our Mortgage Mom Radio team there. We'll have Andreana, Cherry Rose, Erica, and a couple of others, and they can help you to get even your loan application started if you'd like. They can take you into a different room and talk to you a little bit more one-on-one as far as, you know, the home buying process and how that works. If you want to come out to one of our home buyer workshops that we also do, where we do work mainly primarily with first-time home buyers and people that haven't done it in a while, we will be having one of those workshops coming up probably in, I think we decided April, I think was the next date, February, March. Yeah, I think it was April. So that'll be up on our website soon as well. So keep checking back for that and taking a look at it. So it's mortgagemomradio.com. Send us messages through Facebook, like our page, text the word mom 31996. Call us 844-935-3634. Check out our YouTube channel. We've got some videos up on there. Did I miss anything? I mean, there are so many ways to get a hold of us. Text us.
Yeah, I don't think you have.
So a couple of things. Let's kind of recap what we talked about today.
All right.
So we've talked about the phone app. We've talked about the renovation workshop. We've had a couple of text messages that we've answered. Many actually having to do with consolidating debt or should they refinance. This is a perfect time to talk about the fact that holiday debt is going to creep up on you before you know it.
I'm pretty sure that it's already biting people in the tush at this point.
Well, it's just starting to. So if you think about it, you spent all of it in December and we're now, you know, in the second, third week-ish of January and all those credit card bills are starting to come. And it's going to be another 30 days and you're going to make that payment. And another 30 days, you're going to get those bills again and you're going to make the payment. And in 90 days from now, you're going to look and you're going to say, how in the world am I going to get rid of this debt? I'm right. never going to be able to pay this back.
And it's absolutely mind-boggling how you will ever pay it off. Like they could give the credit card companies give you like a little structure. Here, do pay this payment and you'll have it paid off in 3.2 years. What? What? I'm never going to be able to use my credit card again.
Right.
That's what people are thinking. So like call us so that we can give you some better options and let you know what are the best ways to get out of the
right.
holiday.
You can get out of the holiday debt. There is absolutely a way to do it unless you just have absolutely zero equity in your current home. But there is.
Well, you can do a renovation.
You can. You can do a renovation loan, fix your house. It's worth more money. Anyway, but call us, please, because, again, you are going to find yourself in a situation if you have a home equity line of credit that you've already seen that payment increase on you. It's going to continue to increase on you this year, and it is going to get, you know, it is going to go higher and higher and higher. I mean, it's, you know, what they're predicting. We don't have a crystal ball. We can't tell you 100%, you know, accuracy that is exactly going to happen, but they've been pretty spot on with what they've announced.
Have, but I mean, you can even just go back 12 months and to what your payment was on a small credit card a year ago compared to what it is today, probably increased easily $100.
Depending on your balance, absolutely. Well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a balance, if you're a good person, you don't have any balance on there. But if you had a balance a year ago and you have a balance today, let's just call it that was the same balance. It easily changed by $100. And that's just finance. That's just interest.
Right.
That's not even paying anything down on the principal, too. So if you think that $100 has changed in a year, now look 12 months into the future that you're now going to be increasing again.
Absolutely.
So that's $200 now that is increasing on your payment and you still haven't even hit anything.
Right. Absolutely. Yes. So, if you have a home equity line of credit, it is time to consolidate. If you have credit card debt or holiday debt that you've now carried over this year, if you've got kids going off to college that you've got to figure out how to finance, you know, their education. A lot of times, if you've got equity in your property, it might be better to pull the cash out to finance the education. There's so many reasons why you would refinance today, but there are reasons why you would not. And that is what we're here for. We are trying to make sure that we are giving everybody the advice that they deserve. If you have a low interest rate and you have no reason to have to pay off debt, you have no reason to have to buy out another person for any particular reason, you know, divorce, or you're just buying them out, or somebody's passed and you need to buy out your siblings, or whatever that case may be. If you have no reason to buy somebody out, you have no reason, you don't need cash to pay off debt, you don't need to do any kind of renovation or work to your home. All you're looking to do is to lower your interest rate and your payment. Stop worrying, stop looking, and don't even waste your time.
Unless your current interest rate is over 4.5. Let's just use an estimate.
Right. So there are reasons, again, that maybe you wouldn't increase your balance, you would refinance. You know, did you buy the home with a lower down payment? You've got mortgage insurance. It would be a good time for you. Right. It would be a good time for you to check into, I have the equity now. What would my rate look like? What would my payment look like? So there are reasons to do it, but let's just say that you have a $200,000 loan balance and your house is worth $1 million. You have no mortgage insurance and you have an interest rate at 3.5%. Stop worrying about it. Move on.
Right.
Stop worrying about it. Move on. This is not the market for that. You have mortgage insurance and you need to get rid of it. Different story. You've got a home equity line of credit that you need to consolidate. Different story. You need to buy somebody else out of a property. Different story. You need to renovate and get some money to do the repairs. Different story. Call us for those reasons and we will take you through the numbers and see if it makes sense. We will figure out what your blended rate is that you're paying today between your current holiday debt or your current debt. Maybe it's not holiday debt, but your current debt, and what the interest rate is on your current first mortgage. Stop worrying about what your interest rate is on your first right now, on what your current mortgage is right now, because that is not the interest rate you're paying when you actually go in and consolidate all of the numbers of what you're paying on all the other debts in your life as well. So Give us a call, 844-935-3634, and we'll take those calls and answer those questions for you. If you want to, you can text us your questions to 31996. Text the word MOM to that number. So the telephone number, 31996. I really do that fast, don't I? Probably make it hard for people. 31996 is the number. You text the word MOM. So you're going to put that in as the telephone number. I know it's only 5 digits. It doesn't look right, but that is the actual number. I get all confused with that. And in your message, you're going to say MOM. It's going to shoot you an email back that says, how can we help you? It's going to give you a link to the next event that we have. It's going to give you a link to download our phone app, which, by the way, you can actually do your application right through the phone app. I'm a big phony, i.e. not with a Y. I like to do everything on my phone. I do not like to work on my computer when I get home because we do so much with the computer during the day.
Yep.
So anything that I can possibly do on my phone, I do. And that the phone app is actually really great for that because you can apply for the loan right through the phone app. And, you know, you can check out everything about us. You can go to our website and everything right through the phone, which is great.
Call, email, text.
Yep.
Run a payment. You can do anything through the app. It is pretty, I'm still amazed by it.
It is.
Little things like that. I mean, those kind of things, because like technology is not my friend. And so like little things like that with the app, like, and seeing what everything you can do within this little teeny button that's on your phone still amazes me a little bit.
Yeah. Nope. It's good stuff. So guess what just got dropped on our desk?
I don't know. Tell me, Deb.
Well, Go Country just gave us 2 tickets to Coast Swindell on April the 7th at the Greek to raffle at our next workshop.
Oh, you got me really excited. I thought it was 2 tickets for us.
No.
I was like, yay!
No. So for all of you listening who have already gotten your tickets, you have now just been entered into a chance to win Cole Swindell tickets for April the 7th at the Greek. But if you have not gotten your tickets yet, again, we had told you guys earlier in the show that we are already at least halfway sold out. We've only brought it up on 2 of our shows so far. So make sure you get your tickets. If you come to the event, you will be in the prize pool in order to win the Cole Swindell tickets. So that's actually very exciting news.
I'm really excited.
So you get some wine, you get some beer, you get to relax, you get to invest in yourself, yes. You get some hors d'oeuvres, and you get to listen to us, you know, give you some really, you know, great information. I mean, I'm excited. This is going to be fun.
I think this is going to be, I mean, it's our kickoff, you know, event for the year. I'm really excited about it. I actually think this will be our best event.
Yes.
That we've ever had.
And yes.
You know, pending how it goes, I think we should do another one.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we need to get back to our home buyer workshops as well, because those are really important. So that'll be the next one that we'll do. So if you can't make this one for the renovation workshop, we will, I'm going to guess it's going to be like June or July. It'll probably be out that far before we do it again. So if you can try to make it to this one, this is going to probably be, you know, it's going to be a while before the next one. But I do think that it's going to be a really, really great event. And now I'm super excited about these Cole Swindell tickets.
Yes.
I mean, if anything, if you're just a big, huge Cole Swindell fan, like, get your tickets, come out, listen for the day, and get your chance to win 2 tickets at the Greek in April. So that's going to be fun. Very fun. I'm excited. Fun. Okay. So you know what time it is?
Winner Circle.
It is Winner Circle time. Here we go.
The Mortgage Mom's Winner Circle. This week's new real estate achievers.
God, I love Fred's voice, don't you?
Yes.
He's so cute. Okay, so Winner Circle. This is our time that we get to say thank you to those people who have worked with us and allowed our team to help them through the home buying process. Whether it's a refinance or a purchase, you've put your trust in us and you've allowed us to help. And many of them are clients who maybe could not have, had been told no, or maybe could not have, you know, closed their loan had they not given us a call and worked with us, because we do take our time and make sure that we, you know, help you get where you need to go.
Right.
So the first one that I want to say thank you to are Mr. and Mrs. Brucker. They were actually referred to us from a real estate agent that we've worked with for quite some time now. And, they were in the jumbo market, which is a much more difficult loan to get done. We had a little bit of work to do credit-wise. We needed to get the score into the range that is allowable, you know, for that jumbo lending. So we took our time. We helped them. We figured out what they could do to get that credit score up. We did not have to send them to any kind of credit repair. It was just something as easy as, you know, paying a couple debts down to get the points a couple points higher. But we did all of that, got them fully approved for the loan. They had to sell their home to buy the next, and everything just went off like clockwork. They were wanted to sell their home and close it and then rent back and from the now new owner and wait to close for the seller. But because we got everything done so quickly, all of that actually changed, and they were able to close on their home. You know, their property sold. We closed their, the new home that they were buying, and, you know, they were able to move, and everything went really, really great. And I know that all parties on each side were very excited. So thank you again, Mr. and Mrs. Brooker. You guys were great. Thank you for, you know, trusting in us and allowing us to help you through that process. So number two, that's you. I'm going to let you talk about Mr. and Mrs.
Cherick.
I know. I keep wanting to say Curcio. Sorry.
That's okay. So yes, actually this is a VA loan. So Mrs. Curcio was in the Marines. So she qualified for.
Do you hear that, ladies? Mrs. Curcio was the Marine.
It was Mrs. Boom. Cherick.
Well, Mrs. Cherick. But
she was the Marine. Yes.
Yes. Sorry. I told you I can't quite get past
that
Curcio.
She's pretty cool. And they were actually, you know, they just recently got married and they didn't think that they'd be able to buy the home that they were really hoping for. They thought that they might have to go for a lower price point. And so when we were able to do the pre-approval, you know, we spent time, we got the pre-approval done first, and then they went out there looking, and based off of our pre-approval, they were so pleasantly surprised at what they can buy, that they found a house right away and they are now in their home.
Yeah.
And homeowners and
newlyweds. I mean, yep. Just amazing. So yes, thank you so much.
Yeah. Great family. Very happy for them.
Yeah.
All good stuff.
So last one we'll do for today. And again, if we've worked with you and we haven't said your name or we haven't thanked you, we will get you on air. Please just keep listening to the show. I promise. It's really important to us that everybody gets the recognition that they deserve. So, but the last one for today, because we're kind of running out of showtime, is Mr. Bermudez.
Yes.
And Mr. Bermudez, again, another veteran. A mm-hmm. little difficult. He's got 2, 3, 4 loans, not loans, I'm sorry, employers. And, you know, that he's working for the VA. He's working for a couple of different hospitals. That can get a little bit weird as far as the income goes. But again, we took our time and we made sure that, you know, we understood exactly how the income worked. And we put the file together in a way that an underwriter would understand that is how the income worked. And they were actually, they were able to, you know, we got the loan approved. We pushed him to a much higher price. He wanted to buy in a price range that other lenders were telling him that he could not. Mm-hmm. And we were able to get him to the price range that he wanted to be in, which then once we were able to get him there, he was able to quickly find the property that he wanted. And he's just very, very excited. And we're excited that he gave us that opportunity. He left a couple of other loan. He had worked with another very, very highly regarded mortgage company that works with a lot of veterans, and thought that was just the end all be all. And there was going to be no way he could get to that next price range. And his realtor did suggest that he give us a call and see what we could do. And we were able to get him up, I think about $40,000, maybe $50,000 over the price range that he had originally been approved mm-hmm. for. So thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Bermudez, for giving us that opportunity. We really, really appreciate it. And for everybody out there that is listening, you know, if you've been told that you qualify for X dollar amount and you know that you need to just try to get just a little bit more in order to get into that price that you want, please don't hesitate to call us and let us take a look. Get a second opinion. No matter what, get a second opinion and let us be that second opinion for you. We're going to work as hard as we possibly can to get those numbers put together to make them fit where you need to fit and, you know, also be approvable and, you know, affordable and all of those things. So,
right.
Anyway, thank you to our winner circle. That's our winner circle for the day.
Yes, it is.
Yes. And I think that next week, I think we need to bring back our bonehead botches. We haven't done that in a while. And that one's kind of a fun segment
yes,
too.
Actually, somebody commented that on our podcast that yes. they really liked that. So,
yes. So we'll have to bring that back. We haven't done that in a couple of weeks. Again, everybody listening, if you just catch the tail end of this show. We're Mortgage Mom Radio. We're on Saturdays from 7 to 8 on Go Country 105. If for some reason you could not catch the whole show or you missed something or you heard the tail end of something, you want to hear it, go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com. We've got the podcast there. All right. So that's it for today. We had such a great show. First one we've done, no commercial breaks. I think we did okay.
I think we did fantastic.
Yeah.
But I regard us in the higher levels of everybody else. So
we always think more of ourselves, I think, than other people do. So we'll be back next week, Saturdays, 7 a.m. Don't miss us, Mortgage Mom Radio, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
This has been Mortgage Mom Radio. Tune in each week as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home buying questions, help you get financed, find the best rates, get through problem situations, and achieve the best results in your home purchase process. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, 413-1054. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, number MB-676-0898. Illinois 18121, Arizona 0918544, Washington ZL-39179, Texas and Nevada 3402 and 3401. While it is Movement Mortgage's practice to provide underwriting results within 6 hours of receiving the application and process loans in 7 days, extenuating circumstances may cause delays outside of this window. Debbie Marcoux is licensed by California DB-0237926, Illinois 031.0044379, Indiana 32128, Arizona 0941504, Washington MLO 237926, Texas Nevada 57237. Marla Geezer is licensed by California DB-0669357, Indiana 32104, Illinois 031.0044551, Arizona 0941503, Nevada 57291, WAMLO 669357.